KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Nice to have you here. This program every week sponsored by Bear River Lodge, the cabins of Bear River Lodge, and Trax Power Sports. Roger Eggett, I've been lucky to catch up with him. It's been sort of over the last couple of weeks, Roger. It's been like, where in the world is Roger? You've made the family circuit, and I guess you're back home now, huh?
I am home, and I've learned a hard lesson in life. Don't send your daughters to BYU, because each of them married boys from out of state, and
yeah.
Then those boys take them away when they get married. And
yeah.
So, gosh, I've been traveling to see all the grandkids across the country.
Well, those are great Christmas memories anyway. But you came back to a lack of snow here. No way to sugarcoat this. I want people to know, even though we're struggling to get snow here, and there's some coming this weekend, that up at the cabins, there's still enough to play on, isn't there?
Yeah, we have enough to play on. It's certainly going to get deeper as the winter goes on, but we've been sending out machines, and, you know, it's just fun to get out there and see the beautiful forest, whether there's 1 foot of snow, 2 feet of snow, or 10 feet of snow, but it's just fun to go see it in the winter. And these new defenders we have where you can go out with a heater and in comfort, it's just fun.
I mentioned to you before we jumped in here that in the next segment, Bob Grove, Mark Wade, who are a part of this program every week now with their road tripping segment, we're going to talk with them about winter getaways, and Bear River Lodge made that short list for them. All of us have had the experience up there, and you're right. It really doesn't matter what time of the year you go or what's going on outside of those windows. You find ways to play, but you also find a great way to relax and just get away from all of the hustle and bustle of home.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Bear River Lodge, and Bear River Lodge, we are blessed to be located in such a unique position. We border 1 million acres of national forest. That's what, you know, so when I talk Bear River Lodge, I'm really, that's just a place to come. It's an entryway into the national forest. Come explore the forest. It is spectacular. You know, right now you can take a machine up to Mirror Lake and see what it looks like covered in snow, and you can go to Provo River Falls and see the ice and the water spilling down the falls, and it's just spectacular to get out there and see that forest in the winter.
It's one of the reasons why I like to follow your social media, quite frankly, because how many years you've been doing this up there now?
Oh, don't remind me, but it is 27.
27.
This is my 27th winter.
Almost 30 years, and yet when you go back, when you go back up, and I love living it vicariously, when you see an elk or you see deer or you see, you know, anything else going on in nature, you get genuinely excited about it.
You know, and it is true. I'm like a kid in a candy shop. I was born to be up in this forest, and it's just awesome. I love seeing the forest, and I love seeing the moose and the elk, you know, I'm sidetracking, but this week we saw about 100 elk come through just crossing the Mirror Lake Highway, and how fun is that?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just fun to see nature and see the forest. It's just fun to get out and explore.
I thought of you this morning. I on Utah's Morning News, I actually, and we're recording this on Friday, by the way, but I did a story about Josh Allen, who's the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. All of his offensive linemen and his tight ends pooled their money to buy him an ATV, a brand-new ATV, including Dalton Kincaid, by the way, who played at Utah and is now a tight end there in Buffalo. Anyway, he rode that out onto the practice field this week, and they were getting a good chuckle out of it. And I was thinking, you know, it pretty much takes the income of NFL offensive linemen and tight ends to be able to afford those things these days. With Christmas here, I think it's another great time to remind people the benefits of Trax and renting instead of burning all that money.
It's the same whether you're renting a $40,000 side-by-side, if you can believe it. That's what some of them are selling for now, or a $20,000 snowmobile, or a $2 million cabin. Come stay in the 7-bedroom cabin we just built, and you couldn't replace it for $2 million. Come bring your family or your group and stay in a cabin and go enjoy the forest for pennies on the dollar. I mean, you know, we're running some incredible package deals. For $400, you can come stay a night and go on a snowmobile for a couple. That's incredible. Come explore the forest and get together with your loved ones. It's just awesome.
And how many times have we had the conversation about, you know, the purchase price or the building price of that cabin's only the beginning? Then when you go several times during the year back to that cabin, you spend the first couple of days repairing things that maybe have gone awry while you were away. You don't have to worry about that with the cabins at Bear River Lodge either.
No, let me worry about that. You just show up and have fun and create memories. And there's lots to worry about, but we worry. Maybe that's why I had a heart attack, Tim. I don't know. Let us worry. But just come have fun. That, you know, when winter's coming, we do have enough snow to snowmobile. We do have enough snow to take out the defenders with tracks. There's just so much to do.
Well, that is our message to everyone here this morning is you need to start making those plans to get away. And the best place to do it, a short drive from Salt Lake City, is up to the cabins at Bear River Lodge. Tell them where to find you online.
Go to bearriverlodge.com and check out everything we have to offer.
Raj, you and the family have a fantastic Christmas and a great New Year.
You too, Tim. Happy New Year. We'll see you in a new year.
Yes, we will. Don't go away. I'm curious to find out what Bob and Mark's memories are of spending a little time up at Bear River Lodge and the cabins. There's just one of the many on their short list of winter getaways. We'll do a little road tripping after we get you a news update coming up next. Thanks again for listening this week to KSL Outdoors Radio. Oh, and Navi's coming back with your fish bites this morning, so stay with us.